Sagt die Mishnah weiter. Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Shtarei Chayiv aren't the only thing that you shouldn't always return when you find it. At least not before you learn the halachas. You see, if a person doesn't learn Torah, sometimes you think you're doing a good thing and you're really not. In our Mishnah now, in Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn another five things that you shouldn't return out of concern. You may be doing more damage than good. Here's the first of the five. Sakta Mishnah Matza Gitei Noshim. Person found a get that a husband gave to a wife. A get that was written kahalacha. Now, we don't know who dropped it. We don't know if the woman dropped it after she got the get and she's already divorced. Or maybe the husband dropped it before he gave it to his wife. Now, if the woman is here and she tainas, I dropped it, he already gave it to me, I'm divorced. And the husband is not around to ask. It could be if the husband was here, he would contradict her. He would taina, no, I dropped it, I never gave it to her yet, she's not divorced. So therefore, we don't want to return it to her. Maybe the husband wrote it and then he changed his mind. Maybe he was angry he wrote a get and then he changed his mind, he decided not to give it to her. So we can't give her the get. It would be a terrible thing if she was really an Eishes Ish and she would marry someone else on the basis of this get. And of course, if the husband is here and he clearly says, no, I didn't give it to her yet. Or I wasn't intending to give it to her at all after I wrote it. So for sure, we don't give her the get. Vaitra's like the Mishnah, the second thing you shouldn't return is v'shichrurei avodim. That means a shtar that an Odin writes for his Eved Kanani to free him. The master gives him the shtar, and then he's yaitza l'cheres, similar to a husband giving a get to a wife. Now, if I find the shtar shichr, and I don't know who dropped it, I don't know if the Eved dropped it, and he already received the shtar, which means he was freed, or maybe the Odin, maybe the master dropped it, he only wrote the shtar shichr, but he didn't give it yet. And the Eved is still an Eved. Now, if the Eved tainas, no, I dropped it. I was already freed. Give it to me. And the Odin is not here. And we know, could be if he was here, he would say, no, I dropped the shtar before I gave it to the Eved. So we don't want to return it to the Eved. Again, same problem. Maybe the Odin wrote it and changed his mind not to give it. And of course, if the Odin is here and he says, Beferish, I didn't free him, we don't return the shtar. Now, in both cases, the Gemara tells us, but if the husband says, I didn't give it to her yet, but now you can give it to her, let her be divorced with Edom according to Halacha, or the Adin says, I didn't give it to him yet, but you can give it to the Eved now and let him taka be freed, then we would give it. What's the third thing that we don't return in this Mishnah that we learn about? Sakta Mishnah, if you find a shtar that is called a shtar diyoseki. What is that? It's a shtar tzavos matnas shchivmera. Well, what's a shtar tzavos matnas shchivmera? We've learned earlier that if there's a transfer of something from one person to the other, you need a kinyan. If I say, I'm giving you a gift, that doesn't make it his. It's not his yet until he's kaina it. But Chazal made an exception to the rule. Chazal said, Divrei shechiv mira ki kesuvin u kemisurim dami. If someone is very sick and it looks like he needs a lot of rachmei shemayim, he's about to leave this world and go to Olam Haba, and he wants to give out his assets, he wants to give out different things to different people, and he says he wants this and this to go to so-and-so. Even though so-and-so did not make a kinyan, Chazal made a takana that the so-and-so gets it, it's his. And you know why Chazal made this takana? Because Nebuch, this person who's so sick, we want him to at least have the menuchas ha-nefesh, the peace of mind, that whomever he wants to receive different things that he owns is going to get it. Because a person in such a state, if he gets worried and nervous, chas v'shalom, that could bring him to a sakana. That could make his situation even worse. Now, if the shchiv meira, again, the shchiv meira means the person who is not well, says, give it to so-and-so, fine, it's his. But if he says to write a shtar, and that's the shtar, the yaseki, so then the matana is not chal. The matana does not take effect after the shchiv meira dies unless the shtar was given to the recipient of the matana while the person was still alive, while the giver was still alive. See, if he didn't say to write a shtar, fine, so there's a special takana. If he says that his leichter goes to Yankel gets it. But if he said write a shtar, that meant that he only intended to give it to him through the shtar, and the shtar never made it to Yankel while he was still alive. Now, someone walks on the street and he finds one of these shtaris. The shtar says that the shchiv mira said they should give this leichter, his leichter, to Yankel. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if the shtar was already given to Yankel, and Yankel dropped it. That means the leichter, the candlesticks, belonged to him. Or maybe the Shchiv Mirah never gave the shtar over yet. Maybe after it was written, the Shchiv Mirah changed his mind. Maybe the shliach or the yoyrish that was supposed to do it dropped it. So here too we say, I can't give it to Yankel. Yankel may claim, oh sure, I had it already. I had it while the Shchiv Mirah was still alive, but could be the truth is that it never got to him, that the Shchiv Mirah changed his mind. They have to realize something. Because the shtar is lost, that gives us more of a suspicion that something may not be right over here. And therefore, we have to be careful. It's nice that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but if you give the get to the wrong person, or the shtar shichur to the wrong person, or the shtar of the Shchiv Mirah to the wrong person, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're causing someone to take something which is not his, or in the case of the get Isha, even worse, you may cause her to get married when she never had a get. And in the case of the Eved, you may assume that he's free when he's not. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah. Matona v'shoivarim. Let's say you find a shtar matona. Shtar matona means that a healthy person wrote a matona, he wants to give his candlesticks, his leichter to so-and-so. Reuven is a healthy person, he writes a shtar matona to give it to Shimon. So vade by a healthy person, there's no shaila. Shimon has to get the shtar. So I find the shtar, I don't know who dropped it. I don't know if Shimon already got the shtar, or he didn't get it. Maybe it fell from the giver. So here too we say, no, you can't return it. I'm not going to give it to Shimon, because maybe after he wrote the shtar, he changed his mind and said, no, I'm not giving it to him. And I'm not going to give it back to Reuven either, because maybe he did give it to Shimon. And at one point, Shimon will be able to be mevar be'edim that he got it. The fifth and last case of the Mishnah of things that we can't return, because we don't want to make things worse, is v'shoivarim. What is a shoiver? So we already learned about this earlier. A shoiver is a receipt, where a malva writes a receipt and gives it to the loiva. Yes, you paid me. You paid up my choiv. It's called a shoiver because it breaks. Shoiver means to break. It breaks the koyach of the shtar choiv. There's the shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. So Shimon gives Reuven a shoiver to break that shtar. The shoiver says, you paid me. Now, I find this shoiver, and I don't know who dropped it. I don't know if the loiva, the one who borrowed the money, dropped it, and it's true, Itaka paid up. This is his proof that he paid up. But maybe the malva, maybe the lender dropped it. And the truth is, he didn't pay up yet. He had only prepared it that when the loiva comes to pay up, I'll give it to him. So in all these five cases, we say, Harezeh, this person who found it, lo yachzer, don't return it. Shani Oimer, because I am concerned that Ksuvim Hoya, all these stories were written. And while Taka they were written, it was legitimately written with the intent to give it over. But v'nimlach aleihem, whether it's the husband, whether it's the Odin, whether it's the Shchiv Mirah, whether it's the giver of the Matana, or the Malva who wrote the Shoiver, it could be they changed their mind, shaloylit nem, not to give it. And that's why we can't return it. So once again, we won't return a get Isha to the woman, because maybe she never got it, and she's not really divorced, and now she's going to claim that she is divorced. We don't return the shtar shichur to the Eved, because maybe it was written, but he never got it, and now he's going to claim that he's no longer an Eved. We don't return the diaseki, the shtar shchiv meira, to an arm marshal Yanko, even though it says in the shtar that he gets the leichter, because maybe the shtar was written, and he never actually got it. Same is true for a shtar matana from a healthy person, or the shoiver, or the receipt that a malva writes to the loiva. In all these cases, maybe it was written, and they decided not to give it yet, and we don't want to take a chance and return it to the wrong person.